from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Cubs, with a mini sweep of the Sox, beat them 7-6 and 3-1. Oddly enough, both teams had the day off yesterday, a Sunday. Cubs are at Cleveland tonight. The White Sox hosting the almighty New York Yankees, and baseball coverage on the Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out at T-Mobile.com/switch. Now joining us on the Aturo Tire Hotline is the aforementioned Bruce Levine. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. What's up, Brewster? How are you, man?
That's the best introduction I get this morning, or, you know, there's nothing about my recent accomplishments and failures. And
I said the one and only Bruce Levine.
Yeah, that's it's not always good, though, is it?
You are the one and only.
No, it's good. It's good. It's a very,
Marshall,
I think it's
positive. Is that a good introduction or not?
I think it's great because that's my teammate. I'm going to support my teammate till the day that we're not working together
anymore. Bruce, I didn't know.
AKA Thursday.
I didn't know you were so needy, Bruce. That
yes, you did. Yes.
Wait, are you two working together on Thursday? Is that
no? I'm not in.
Oh, you're not in. Okay.
I'm just through Wednesday.
You're Thursday. Okay. All right, well, Bruce. We'll probably have you on again this week, and I will.
All right.
Will
well, thanks.
Make sure.
Thanks a lot, guys. It's been great talking.
No, but like Bruce, I'm excited, right? Because I was not excited yesterday because I was watching the Braves and the Rockies because there's no local baseball to watch. But I'm really excited, and I was just laying this out to Mark, because he's like, do you think they can make the playoffs, the Cubs? And I was like, yeah, they can make the playoffs. Here's why they can make the playoffs. They've got the easiest schedule remaining in the National League. When you play the Rockies, the Marlins, and the A's, and the Blue, the A's three times each, I think you're in good shape. The Nationals seven times, you're in good shape. Oh, the Blue Jays, who have given up on the season, you're in good shape. So
yeah, Marshall, you're right. I mean, the premise is a good one. After the Guardians, this next three games, they play 18 in a row against teams under 500. Factually, with the 43 games left to play, they only play 9 games the rest of the year with teams that are 500 or better right now. So, okay, you have, after the Guardians, you have 3 with the Dodgers in September, 3 with the Yankees in September, 3 with the Phillies in September. Everybody else, as you pointed out, under 500. So if you're playing your best ball like the Cubs have during the stretch where they've won 8 out of their last 10, they can make a big push. But the key is it's on paper. You have to go out there and win those games.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, when you have a league in a in the National League and a Major League Baseball group that almost all the teams have been around 500 all year. Those are no guarantees. You just have to play good ball. The Cubs have been doing it, and the charge for them is to continue to pitch well out of the bullpen. It's been one of the best bullpens, if not the best bullpen in baseball since June 27th, and try to negotiate that high wire act by Hector Neris in the last inning.
Bruce, I'm more than familiar with Hector Neris, having covered him when he was a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. This is exactly who he is, what you've seen this season. I'm just here to tell you.
Yeah, no, we've seen it. And the cool thing about Hector is he's cool. There is nothing that's going to shake this guy up. I talked to Mark Leiter about this during the year, and he's in town, by the way, with the Yankees, coming back for the first time since being traded by the Cubs, about Hector. And he said, Hector will walk people. He'll walk people on purpose. He remembered one game where he walked two guys on purpose just to get to the guy that he wanted to get out.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
And so with that in mind, Hector is a true professional, knows what he's doing out there every time he goes out. But, you know, you're going to have to deal with the roller coaster ride that he creates for you.
I could do without the roller coaster ride. Yeah, again, in that. See, here's the whole thing about the Cubs. The reason I don't think that they're going to
talk to me,
make the playoffs, here it is, Marshall and Bruce. I just don't trust the Cubs. Yes, they are playing better baseball right now. I just, in the long term, I'm sorry. I mean, you could even use the Friday game as an example of it. The Cubs had a 6-0 lead. And probably should have lost that game. Like, if Luis Robert could hit balls that were the clean batting practice fastballs and hanging curveballs, the Sox probably would have overtaken the Cubs in that game.
Look, all of us, Mark, don't live in negative town like you do.
Thank you, Bruce.
I live in real town. Population
real
one.
Town is, real Grody. Town, Mark, is they won that game. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Negative town where you live, which is near, is it near North Avenue and Western?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I think negative town, you deal in, they almost lost the game. They're not looking as good as their record says. Well, the record says they're one game under 500. They've won the last.
They're not even 500. They're not even 500, and you guys are talking about playoffs.
Can we let them get to 500?
You know, just yes. Because,
and then we can talk about playoffs.
Mark, everybody's going to be watching the Bears and listening to all your reports the rest of the year. Okay,
I appreciate
don't
that.
Worry about it. All right,
that's a good point, Bruce.
Let us baseball fans,
I love
baseball fans, and people who like baseball enjoy the rest
like
of the year.
You're gonna do like that.
Bruce, so when you look at the Cubs and the fact that they have won 8 of their last 10, 4 in a row, one of the other compelling arguments for why I think Mark needs to step out of negative town is to realize the bottom is falling out for the Braves. And the other teams, as you said, they've just been kind of middling around 500. So it's not like if there were less wild card spots and they had to catch the Diamondbacks or the Padres, that would be another thing. I don't think that's the case, though. And I think no one else has been impressive enough, of late especially. I mean, the Giants have won 7 of 10, but, like, no one's been impressive enough to say, hey, there's no way they can catch them. Just a few days ago, they were, like, 6 back. Now they're 3 back. Let's go.
No, I mean, I agree with you. But, again, there are, you know, Arizona and San Diego, who are the two dominant wild card teams moving forward. They're going to have to play each other. They're going to have to play the Dodgers. Their schedule is more difficult. However, as Mark points out, they are better teams. Okay. So
yes.
It's the third wild card. It's not the division. They're 10 games out in the loss column in the division. That's not going to happen. Even if Milwaukee starts to fade, there's just no games against anybody in the division. They play 6 games against Pittsburgh. They play 3 games against Cincinnati. That's it for the division. So I would say that the schedule certainly favors the Cubs, but again, go do it. You know, show some consistent play for the next 43 games, and hopefully they'll have the luck of having their guys all physically ready. I mean, it's pretty obvious that regardless of what he's doing in the lineup, once Cody Bellinger is back in the lineup, everything changes for the Cubs and their ability to score runs.
As I drive into positive town, yes, the Cubs did hit 4 home runs off of Garrett Crochet, one of the best pitchers in the American League this year, so that was good. Let me give you another good thing here, and it was from the White Sox, man. Corey Lee is a stud, man. What do you think? And I'm talking about mostly from a defensive standpoint. When he threw out Nico Horner trying to steal, I mean, that was a thing. And then he wanted a piece of PCA after that. What's the future like for Corey Lee? Is this a guy that's going to be the catcher of the future for the White Sox?
They have a young catcher named Cuero that they got from Oakland last year in a trade who's coming fast, too. So their catching situation is going to be in really good hands. I like everything, like you said, about Lee. Just the way that he is an in-your-face guy, the way he blocks home plate, the way he just goes out there and handles the pitchers. For a young catcher, I think he's very impressive. The hitting is coming along. He hasn't hit much for average, but he has power. So I really like where he's at. He's a fun guy to watch, and he's someone that the White Sox fans can look at and enjoy watch playing for the rest of this year. There's not a ton of them, but I'm waiting for Colson Montgomery to be called up here. I don't know if it'll be in the next 2 weeks or just for a September call-up, but you know, they are planning on bringing him up, and that certainly will be worthwhile to watch.
That'll be a nice boost for the White Sox. All right, I'm back in negative town now because I need an explanation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Because I didn't hear one yet, and that was the game on Saturday. The play by Brooks Baldwin, fifth inning, 1-0 Sox, two outs, man on first. Paredes, Isak Paredes, doubles to left. Benintendi throws, I believe it was Benintendi, throws to Brooks, who would have had Bellinger dead at the plate, but instead he didn't throw. I'm not sure why. Yeah. What was the explanation after the game from Brooks
Communication,
Baldwin?
Yeah. Communication. Listening to the other infielders talking about where the ball has to go and just playing the position at the major league level. So, you know, again, some people will say, well, it's Tony La Russa's fault because everything has been since Tony La Russa came back to
sure,
the White
he had
Sox.
Something to do with it. Yeah.
You know. Right. Well, you know, if you read or listen to certain places, it'll be his fault. But the reality is that some of these guys are learning how to play baseball at the big league level. That is not a big league level play only. That's a play that you learn, you know, in when you're 15 years old. You know, you have to hit the cutoff man and listen to the other infielders tell you where the ball is going, where there's a play or no play. You know, again, guys playing together. We don't have a lot of that with the White Sox. So that was certainly an impactful play that helped cost the White Sox the game. I do like the idea that all four of the White Sox Cub games this year were very competitive.
Yeah.
So I think that Friday game was as good a game as I watched all year, baseball-wise. Forget about Cubs and White Sox. Both teams played well, and, you know, fortunately for the Cubs, they won that game. But it was a
fun game. It really was.
It was interesting to watch.
I just want to piggyback on you mentioning Colson Montgomery, because I've been following him all season as a White Sox fan. I'm tasked with doing such things. It doesn't seem like he ever started hitting, like, at a consistent rate anyway. I know he's just over the Mendoza line right now. He's definitely coming up, though, Bruce, regardless of what
is their plan. Yeah, well, when talking to Chris Getz, they said that the plan is they hope to have Colson Montgomery up here. But again, I think it's likely that they let him finish the
AAA season.
AAA season, which goes a lot later over the last 3 years. So maybe an early September call-up would be what you want to do. I mean, if you think he's ready, and again, you know, you talk about Baldwin and other young players that they bring up, you want to make sure that they're fundamentally sound before they come here. You want to make sure that they're ready. I think emotionally, psychologically, having talked to Colson Montgomery and other people in their organization, they feel he's pretty close. So the rest is, hey, there's plenty of guys in the major leagues right now that are hitting 200. So I wouldn't worry about that. I would just like to see Montgomery get a 30-day call-up just to get used to the major leagues, and then find him a position next year. If he's a starting shortstop or third baseman, just put him there and let him go.
We're talking to King Bruce Levine right now.
Much better, much better.
That better?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, like, yeah. I wasn't the, we got to have this blank on again.
It's Bruce time, and he wants to talk about baseball.
That's how Bruce is envisioning. That's what he's interpreting, whether you say anything else or not.
Oh, I know.
That's how he's hearing.
Marshall,
he's totally projecting on me.
Mark is looking at his watch, his Apple Watch, and waiting for time so he can get back to talk to the Bears.
It's 9:16:56. You got about two more minutes before my Bears alarm goes off.
Bruce,
understood.
Here's what I need to know. Well, want to know. This search for the White Sox manager, like, how confident are you? What are you hearing? What is this going to go differently than what we saw with Pedro Grifol?
Well, you have a different front office that's hiring here. This will be Chris Getz's first hire as a manager. So Grifol was hired by Ken Williams and Rick Hahn. This will be his first. He's excited about it. Now, pay attention to one thing about Chris Getz. For the first time in probably 40 years, the entire front office is made up of people from outside of the organization. Okay, Chris Getz brought in people to run the entire minor leagues, to run, to be his assistant general manager, to be his top scout. All these people came from other organizations. So with that in mind, I think you're going to have a very thorough search for a baseball man who's in another uniform right now, you know, whether it's the Skip Schumachers or other people that are being mentioned out there. It's pure speculation right now, but I would say they will do a thorough search. And then the one caveat is, if these guys are up for other jobs, will they put that job first? Will they take that job before they take the White Sox job?
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, if Schumacher has three choices, will he take the White Sox job because blank? Is it the best opportunity? He trusts Chris Getz and the people he's going to go work for. He believes that this is the ultimate challenge. And as a baseball man, he had that in Florida with the Marlins. He was a manager of the year in the National League last year for a team that went to the playoffs without much offense. You know, is he the perfect guy? And does he feel the same way? These are things that we'll see, you know, starting pretty soon. I mean, obviously, Sizemore is not considered the manager of the future. He does have a contract to be a coach with the White Sox next year. So with those things in mind, we'll keep watching. It'll be interesting to see who they come up with.
So that, just so I have it right, the criteria is it's got to be somebody that's in Major League Baseball right now, and they're going outside of the organization. Is that right, Bruce?
That's correct. Someone that's in uniform.
In uniform. Okay. Right. Do you think that they just do that? Do you think that's code for it ain't going to be Ozzie Guillen and it's not going to be AJ Pierzynski?
I'd say partially that's part of it.
Yeah.
Not directly to them, but directly to, hey, this is what we're looking to hire. And I know Getz has spoken how much he loves Ozzie Guillen and appreciates Ozzie Guillen. He had a long conversation with AJ Pierzynski on Saturday on the field, when AJ was in doing the Fox game Saturday. So he has tremendous respect for both of those guys. But, you know, again, for us in the media to, you know, do the easy article every couple of weeks or talk about the story that should be Ozzie and it should be AJ, I think they wanted to put an end to that. And they want to hire somebody new that's going to work with the organization and help build. I feel Ozzie would be a terrific manager for the Chicago White Sox. I think AJ is one of the best baseball guys I know, one of the smartest baseball men I know. If he wants to manage, I hope he does. But in this situation, I believe the White Sox front office feel it's going to be somebody else.
Bruce, this has been flawless.
Bear time.
Flawless. Back to the Bears. I gave you an extra minute. I went past 9:20. That was just for you. I took care of it. See what I do for you, Bruce?
Okay. I hope they win more than 9 games.
Wow.
That's not bad. Hey, yeah. He said he hopes
you
so.
And a lot of other people, Bruce.
Do you think they will? Did you watch Caleb, Bruce? Did you have time? Probably not. You probably had baseball going.
No, but I did.
Oh,
and,
you did? Okay.
Well, here's what I like about the Bears. And I covered the Bears for 15 years.
Yeah,
so
see?
I'm a little bit of an NFL guy.
Okay.
I will tell you this. The Bears have done a terrific job of building up a roster of 50-plus guys that are good football players. So the concentration doesn't need to be on Caleb all the time. They can win with that roster. And Caleb just not making the mistakes that he doesn't have to make as a rookie. So,
hey, Bruce.
So that's a good team. But also, they're in a tough division. We know that.
Stick to baseball, my friend.
Yeah.
Bruce.
You were waiting. You couldn't wait to say
plenty
that.
Of room on the football bandwagon for you. And it's not a bandwagon. 15 years.
We're not putting Bruce on the foot. Do you hear the way he's treating me? We're not putting him on the football bandwagon.
It's all in jest. We love Bruce. Bruce loves you. It's all good. It's Monday.
You know, Grody covered baseball, you know.
I did. I've covered a lot of baseball. And I probably, pound for pound, there's nobody who's covered more baseball games at this radio station, Bruce, than you and I.
No, that's true.
I feel very confident saying that.
See, it's a love fest now.
Yeah, it is. Bruce, I love you.
I know, but get lost. I hear you.
Goodbye. Hang up on that. Get rid of him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.